when I went into the actual competition, I hadn't been doing taekwondo for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe about 3 years or 4 years at that time.
Okay.
So I'd be going against people who had quite a lot of experience, maybe like 10 or 11 years. So it's quite nerve-wracking, especially with overcoming certain anxiety disorders that at the time. It was also quite a big achievement to... I mean, they threw me in the deep end with the kind of competition levels. I mean, there was, I think, I was merged with the heavyweight category above me. And right. I was against a massive guy who was about 15 kilos heavier than me from Australia. And he was about 6'5" or something. It's very scary. But also, like, I won. It was like one of the tensest fights in the whole day.
Really?
And as well as winning the medal, they gave me an award for best male fighter of the competition as well. So it was,
oh, wow.
It was really ecstatic experience. Like, there was all my friends and my club members around me, and it was one of the greatest experiences that I've had.
I can imagine so. I mean, to win a Commonwealth gold first and foremost, and you mentioned it there, the sort of the anxiety issues and the sort of things that you've had to sort of like work through to be able to get to that sort of point. Just tell us a little bit about the sort of things you've been through yourself.
Oh, so I've been through quite a number of experiences. I mean, mostly to do with depression and anxiety. And taekwondo and sport in general was kind of a big outlet for a lot of my energy, and also to kind of prove to myself that the large burden that it put on me, you know, didn't control me, and I could do things that, you know, go into a combat sport with, like, I mean, it was very difficult, but it's changed me a lot and made me into a better person for that kind of.
Is it? Do you think it's it helps you because you see a lot of this at the moment, don't you? There's a lot of talk at the moment about mental health.
Yeah,
it's massively in the news at the moment. I think a lot to do with the royals that have come out and talked about it ahead of the London Marathon. But there was quite a bit over the Tour de Yorkshire. You saw a lot of people riding in the sportive bit of the Tour de Yorkshire that were riding for sort of mental health, and it's sort of like physical exercise and doing something competitive is obviously great, not just for your physical fitness, but for your mental fitness as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, numerous studies have been done for the benefits of physical exercise on mental health. But I mean, in active sport as well, it also, as I said, it kind of proves that you can achieve things even with certain things that you might feel like put a great burden or stress on your life. So it's a good thing to do to get into sport when you're having them kind of issues.
Right at the moment you're studying over in Manchester. Just tell us exactly what you're studying over in Manchester.
I'm studying biomedical sciences at the University of Manchester, which is basically biology without the kind of the plants and animals. It's mostly to do with humans. It's like research medicine. And a lot of my passion for that comes from mental health, because I want to go further into the regions of neuroscience and maybe look into autism, maybe look into ways of showing how depression works and how to solve it, really.
And you're working on behalf of a charity as well, I believe. Is that right? Fighting for Autism.
Fighting for Autism was, I think, made in the US. I know the guy who's the head of that, and when he started setting that charity up, I was kind of in contact with him. And basically the whole charity is based on kind of cathartic kind of
yeah.
That kind of experience that help in sport that possibly help people with autism, and also raising awareness within the sports that sports like taekwondo, MMA, boxing, and bringing more media attention to learning about autism, Asperger's, all of the kind of autistic spectrum. I don't want to say disorders because that's, I don't believe that they're disorders. So it's maybe diffabilities, like differbilities.
That's a nice word, putting it.
Phrase.
Yeah. Differbilities. I've not heard of that one. Look, I've put my foot in it with people all over this weekend. Yeah. So I've upset Danes this weekend by saying the wrong things. Tell me about it. About saying
good
the wrong
places.
Things. Oh yeah, exactly. The bit that actually we were just talking, the bit that really interested me, Thomas, is because you see sort of like cinemas do sort of like autism friendly screenings of things now, and theatres do stuff as well. When they sort of change things around, put the lights up a little bit, and you know, it's slightly different, isn't it, really? But and you're trying to do the same sort of thing, but with fitness as well.
Yes. So, as I said, the person that I know in Fighting for Autism, I've been talking to him, and he was wanting to make a subdivision of Fighting for Autism called Fitness for Autism.
Yeah.
And the UK part of that Fitness for Autism. He's asked us, me and another person, to kind of lead that kind of campaign in order to promote those kind of autism-friendly environments in gyms, so that people with autism who may be more prone to anxiety from sensory stuff, from bright lights and music, and also a lot of people around, will be able to go to the gyms in order to get that kind of fitness and the physical exertion that will help them.
That just sounds like a no-brainer idea. Mm. It just sounds like, why haven't they been doing that for years, Derek? I mean, you go to the gyms all the time. And they get, look, even if you're not suffering from anxiety or disabilities, you use that.
I can imagine it'd be quite intimidating.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I just go in and get the head down going around, but sometimes it is really busy. And I know when I was training women especially, that I'm not going over there and all that, and it's a mental thing for a lot of people.
I think because it can be quite a scary place, and if you're suffering from, you know, an anxiety and everything like that, Thomas, it's going to be an even worse place to go, wouldn't it?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, personally, I find it quite daunting to go to gyms anyway.
You and me both, Thomas.
The thing is, I always say to people, in the nicest possible way, nobody's interested in you. They're only interested in themselves.
That's very true. But I just think sometimes it just does feel a little bit, it is intimidating, isn't it?
I can imagine how people would think that.
Yeah, it could be intimidating. So is Taekwondo, is that still in your future after winning the Commonwealth Gold? What's next for you?
So, in terms of my Taekwondo, I'm kind of putting it on hold for a while I'm doing my studies, while I'm getting through my studies. I have been offered to go to certain schemes within the Great Britain squad for Taekwondo.
Okay.
But I had to turn it down because they don't do part-time roles, so I wouldn't be able to compete for England or GB. If I was still at university, and I didn't really want to compromise on that.
Have you ever had to do some of Taekwondo out in the street? Somebody's tried to start a fight?
No, actually.
You're like a lethal weapon, though, really. When you think of Taekwondo, you could probably throw me around the room with your little finger, I think, isn't it? Isn't it that good?
I haven't had any confrontations on the street.
It'd be good having that in your locker, though, if anybody starts their nonsense.
Yeah, I've got nothing in my locker.
No, I mean, literally nothing.
I'm just run.
Yeah,
I just run.
Leave the face and the privates, mate. Anything else?
Fair game. I would imagine if people, Thomas, want to find out a little bit more about it, if they Google Fitness for Autism and Fighting for Autism, they're going to be able to find quite a bit of details on this.
Yeah, I think you should Google Fighting for Autism because Fitness for Autism isn't as
it's not as big
known.
Just
it's not
yet.
As big yet now.
So Fighting for Autism, Google that one. Thomas, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's an absolute pleasure. Keep in contact because it'd be nice to sort of see how you're going over at Manchester. What's it like over in Manchester over at the dark side? Is it all right?
We've had some good spells of sunny weather.
That's the all you can, just some good spells and sunny weather. Yeah, that's okay. Manchester. That's a positive. That's a positive at the end of the day. Listen, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really, really appreciate it.
No, thank
Thanks very much. Yeah. Cheers.